Yeah, we're doing the Tosfos. Bibur Amasro, Abul Hani Tzrichlai. Tosfos says, by some Amos, the Gemara says, Chiddush goes. It doesn't usually eat it. So, Tosfos says, Shema Ein Kol Kach Chiddush. What does that mean, Tosfos mean? In other words, there's two ways to learn Pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says that why did he pick on some Amoves? The Hakamashmon, the Afilu some Amoves Nami, the Lo Avida de Ochlo Chayev Dinishman. So you could learn, one Pshat you could learn was that you would have thought it's Pata. So that's a Chiddush. So if that's the case, Tesis Kashi is very good, it's like the other ones. But you could learn, he didn't mean to say that you would have thought la'achar or ian that it's pata. You would have come to the same conclusion that it's chayav. But there's such a thing as a case which is a better, which is a more extreme case to take. So he took the case of some amavis, not because you would have thought it's pata. La'achar ian, you would have come to the same conclusion that it's chayav nishmar. Okay? But he just took that case because it's more blatant. If you have a series of cases, some cases are more openly a chiddush. So he took the case that is more of a chiddush, not that it's a real chiddush. Relative to the peros, it's a bigger chiddush. Okay? But not that it's a real chiddush that I would have said it's part of. That's the avmi and maskan. But that's the pshat.
Right, so Yeshua is trying to teach you
things that you would have thought as pata. That's pshat. In other words, you would think, there's a havmin to think that since the animal doesn't usually eat this, so you're not the cause, he's the cause. So you're not even a grandma. But did the Gemara mean that seriously? That I would say he's putter? If it did, then you're going to have a dentist as a kasha. But if the Gemara held, no, I wouldn't take it seriously, it's just a better case, but I still, after thinking about it, I still would say that you're chayev. Why? Because it doesn't matter. Well, you'd never say it's the animal's clear. You're still a grummer. You might have never thought that Lachar Ian, you'd say that he's not a grummel. So it's just, you just took the better case. That's Taisa Maskana. Okay, so the question is, did the Gemara hold but that Lo Avida de Ochla removes your grummel? Or we hold Lo Avida de Ochla is a better case? Even though it's Lo Avida de Ochla, you still chayv, so it takes the better case. That's the question. Okay.
Even in the better case way of learning, isn't there still the Havamina that maybe your pater?
In other words, he just took the better case. But he never thought seriously that it would excuse you from being a goyim just because the animal doesn't eat it. That's his final shot. That you might consider the fact that the animal doesn't eat it as when he does eat it, it's a messiah to the cause. In other words, he isn't the only gorin. You might categorize it as two causes. He's his cause that he put it there, and the animal ate it. So the animal supported the cause. The cause was divided up between two elements. So you might say that your potter legamri. Because you only chayev if there's no messiah, if there's no dovra messiah. But Taisus Maskana says it doesn't matter. The Gemara never thought that way. That's not considered a messiah. It's basically It's basically true Brahma. Because you know the animal might eat it. So it's true Brahma. You don't consider like a Dava Masaya. That's the question. Because the question is the animal's nature that it doesn't usually eat it, and now it did, is that considered like a Masaya to the Gaurim? What do we say now? That the Gaurim is that you put it there that it could eat it. And if it decides to eat it, you're the complete Gaurim. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
All right, so we're working on tasters. The fellows asked, why does the taste called Ktsas Kashya? So what we wanted to say is that really the Gemara you could work out like this, that Rabbah said Afilu Chasra. So that's a Chiddush. So the Gemara is working out according to Mandam et al. Suos of Shiva Sofa Ba'onis is Pater. So you might think that since it was Chasra itself a bonus, Kamash Malan, no, Chasra is Pshiva. But now, what about the Mandam that holds Chasra Pshiva itself a bonus is Chayev? So according to him, you're going to have to learn that he holds that it won't be Chasra. And it really is Chasra Pshiva itself a bonus, and that he goof is the Chiddush. That Chasra Pshiva itself a bonus is Chayev. But then you're going to have machlokas and metzias of the animal, whether in the heat it'll do anything or not. It'll be a machlokas amarayim. Amarayim. So that's why Tesis says it would have been better to just say that everybody holds that the animal, when it's really in heat, heated up, that it's going to do chasra. But that's the chiddush. Because you might think that if it's walled in well, it won't do chasra even in the heat. He made a very strong wall. Kamash Malan, no, that it'll always do it. It has nothing to do with chasra with Yosef Manas. It'll be good according to every mandamar and both mandamar. Nobody's going to be arguing on the nature of the animal. That's what I think that's me. That's why it's only tzas kasha. Because you might say that, no, sometimes one has machlegis like that. I mean, maybe that's machlegis. But it's a ktsas kasha because there's a way to avoid that. In other words, it's not that it's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible, it's not ktsas kasha.
Right.
It's harbe kasha.
Right. You can avoid it. Why do that for such a crazy case? It's such a simple way to make the kasha.
And stay clear of the idea that it's a machlokes about
Mitzvahs. Yeah, and you can just avoid the whole, if the stuff.
Avoid what?
It's a hard way to learn the whole thing. It's the point of time is teaching you the very love of the Mitzvahs.
Yeah. Right.
Of course,
yeah.
Maybe you can
say that. But Tesis is saying that this way is good.